Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Zachary. Welcome back to the Dish Podcast. I don't know if we can be sponsored by Don and Noah because they still haven't cut us a bag. So you know what, Don? We'll take a bag from Palmolive too. Palmolive. This is how we're gonna start it off. Someone need to hit us with that bag for real. But anyways, we got back with a special episode today. Today we're gonna be doing the end of season award since there's only like 5 games left in the NBA season. Before we get into that, let me introduce the co-hosts or let them introduce themselves. B-Souls, wanna see what's up?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. End of the year awards. The Dish Awards. Can we call it the Dish Awards?
Ooh, dishing out them Dish Awards? Okay.
Plate of the year?
chill.
They're not ready.
They're not ready for it. They can't handle that.
Thank y'all for tuning in for this week's episode. But
Dom. Hit us with your intro.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Dom Church 97, a.k.a. Domzo Ball, a.k.a. your mom's favorite midnight snack. And I cannot wait for y'all to hear these unbiased award predictions. I'm going to be completely fair and 100% unbiased, okay? There is no biasness coming from me, all right? Everything I say will be backed up by complete factual... Okay, biasness. Complete factuals, man.
Complete factual bias.
Watch this man say LeBron MVP. I swear to God. I know you're setting it up, Dom.
I'm being completely unbiased, bro. Completely unbiased.
Name me someone else who could have the Cavs in the third seed of the Eastern Conference with everything.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're probably going to have to do the MVP later on since that's one of the bigger awards. So... let's start this one off with a pretty easy one. Rookie of the year. We're going to give our top 3 candidates for each award and then, you know, like talk about why we think each one deserves to be there. But B-Souls, you want to give your 3 first?
All right, man. Rookie of the year. I'm not going to lie. This rookie class, it's one of the most impressive rookie classes I've ever seen. I'm not gonna lie.
That's facts. We got Luke Kennard in it.
Merle. But at 3, I got Tatum. You know, he had a lot of expectations being on a very good team this year. You know, with the injuries too, stepping up for All Star Gordon Hayward, and he stepped up pretty well, looking hella NBA ready. And you know, people were doubting that trade that Danny Ainge pulled off. And he's proven everyone wrong. We got Ben Simmons number 2.
Wait.
I know some of
this
y'all.
This is not like based on order who is winning. So Tatum's not winning, is he?
He's not.
Okay,
he's not,
so no. Simmons is winning. I'm just going to clarify.
Oh my God. He said Ben Simmons 2. SDC, no, he's not. He's not about to say what I think he's about to say. I know number 1's not who I think it is.
Number 1, I got Kyle Kuzma. You got a guy, you know, second round, late first round.
Chill.
I'm not reacting because I know he's not serious. I'm waiting for him to get serious. I know he's not serious about
I
that.
I got D. Mitch. I can't just change
Jesus
up my
Christ. Wait, you got D. Mitch winning.
I made a whole video on that.
Over Ben Simmons.
You got that.
I do.
I love Donovan
that's
Mitchell.
That's tough.
I'd consider myself a Donovan Mitchell fan at this point, but that's blasphemous.
It's blasphemous.
That's yes. Tough.
That's
I didn't say
crazy.
Blasphemous.
I just said that's tough.
It's not crazy. I mean, I give the slight edge to D. Mitch, but you know, I'm not gonna be mad if someone says Ben Simmons.
You can't be mad at me.
That's what I'm saying. Like Ben Simmons definitely has a case. I'm just
a case.
D. Mitch. Oh my God.
He has a case.
He does. What the hell?
You're right. He definitely has a case.
He has the only case.
I'm about to say he got the case.
He got the winning case.
The this guy.
Wait, hold on. What's the argument for Mitchell over Simmons?
Because I feel like coming in this year, Gobert missed a lot of games, right? And
they sucked. They sucked during that time.
Can we? They did.
It's not like he was carrying the team at that point.
I'm not gonna lie, they did. And Hayward, they lost a really big part of their team, if not, you know, the biggest part of their team last year. And you got Donovan Mitchell right here. Really, let's think about this. How many shot creators does that team have outside of D Mitch? Exactly. Silence.
Joe Ingles.
Exactly. So Joe Ingles is their second shot creator. So you got a rookie that, you know, he has a lot of offensive load to carry. He still plays defense. It's not like he's a defensive liability at all. And you got, you know, I know, like, you know, Gobert's coming back. That was a really big part of why they're winning games. But it's not like when Gobert came back, his stats went down. He's still putting up, like, 25, 26 a game, leading their team to wins. At least, you know, offensively. He's still carrying the load offensively. So
That's cool.
That's a case for
D-Mitch. Okay, but, all right, so, my question. So you think Donovan Mitchell's the better player?
No.
Okay, so that leads into my...
Ben Simmons is a... So, I think he's a better player.
So he's going to be rookie of the year, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
LeBron is a better player than James Harden, but we're not, you know... James Harden's still the...
But what does that have to do with rookie of the year, though?
What do you mean?
You just said something about MVP. What is MVP?
The best rookie should be rookie of the year.
But I feel like the award...
Those are the best rookies.
Awards in general, they're not really... Does MVP go to the best player?
That's not what the MVP is.
Does the coach of the year go to the best coach?
I mean, low key, they try to get to the best coach. I would presume it goes to
the only reason.
I feel like the awards are based on like who's having more.
That happens is because those guys, like, you get voter fatigue from those. You don't get voter fatigue for rookie of the year because you only get to win it once.
I mean, with the Sixers.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
You know, with the red shirts and, you know, that's part of it.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, that's tough, I guess.
It's not blasphemous. Come on now.
Hey, I didn't say anything. I just said that's tough.
I don't understand how Magic Johnson reincarnated doesn't get Rookie of the Year.
Man.
Okay, let's ruin, like, Rookie of the Year doesn't.
No, really it doesn't, but...
Still, just damn.
Oh my God, I'm going to be the next Magic. I have no Rookie of the Year.
It's all about credentials, man.
But look at her stats. You got that Rookie of the Year, though. Chill.
Man. Okay. I mean, hey. All right. Donovan Mitchell, Rookie of the Year for B-Souls. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Who's next, man? Who's
all right, Dom, you can go next.
Well, again, 100% unbiased. All right. So at one, and this is who I have winning Rookie of the Year, by the way, is Ben Simmons. Best rookie in this year. Not in this draft, obviously. He was a red shirt. So, I mean, kind of held that against him at first. But, God damn it, that's a goddamn good-ass player right there, man. You can't hate on greatness, man. I try my best not to hate on greatness. And that's just greatness right there. I just watch him and I think, man, there's so much magic in LeBron. And I just can't hate the guy. I can't. So, I give that to him. Two. Obviously, got to go Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's probably my fourth favorite rookie this year. You know, like the dude. He's really nice. And three, I was going to go Jason Tatum, but B-Souls already went Jason Tatum. So I'm going to go Markkanen.
Markkanen?
You can still go Tatum if he's your third.
Markkanen? You put Markkanen over Kuzma?
Yeah, I'm putting Markkanen over Kuzma as of right now. Kuzma's nice, don't get me wrong. Kobe Kuzma all day. It's just Kuzma... I put him in that mellow category. He's
that's pretty low.
What?
That's pretty low for Dom.
What?
Mellow.
I mean, no. Type of player. I ain't gonna say he's mellow. He's that type. You know, that mellow
trash though.
Kobe. I don't think Kobe's trash. That, like, mellow Kobe type of player. Like, you know, I'm a shoot.
Isn't Donovan Mitchell kind of in that category?
But, you know, Donovan Mitchell plays way more defense than Kuzma. So, you know, you reward the defense in a lot of situations. Way more. Kuzma doesn't really play defense. Like, I don't know if you watch Laker games. Yeah, Kuzma's defense is suspect.
I thought he was a decent.
Nah, it's suspect. His defense suspect.
All right.
But you know whose defense is? Like, we're not going to get into that. We'll wait before we get to the defense player of the year. So, yeah, there we go. My three.
Hey, Dom, I got a question for you, though.
Mitchell Markin. What's up?
If the Wolves called and said, we'll give you Andrew Wiggins for...
No.
No. No right away.
No. 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 You said Wolves. There's nothing. Nothing good.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's nothing on the Wolves. That's
there's
from
nothing
cat
good
that
coming
wants.
There. And I know you're not about to say Cat. So yeah, there's nothing good coming out of there.
I know he's not sending Jimmy. And even if he did,
I'm still
going to say no.
So
it's a no. It's a no.
It's a no. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad I said no. And as soon as I said no, I heard Andrew Wiggins. I'm like, yep, no, no.
So you wouldn't do Andrew Wiggins for Kyle Kuzma?
No, 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 no.
That's tough.
That's not tough. That's logical. No, that is far from tough, bro.
Oh God. All right, so it was Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, and then Laurie
Markkanen.
Well, here's my
because he impressed me, honestly. Wait, go ahead.
Oh, good. No, go ahead about Laurie. Go ahead about Laurie.
No, I'm just to justify that anybody's like, really, Laurie? Like, he really impressed me. Like, I wasn't expecting him to be that nice. I didn't really know that much about him. I mean, yeah. I thought the nigga went to Gonzaga. He went to Arizona. That shows you how much I knew about him.
Wasn't that,
I didn't know
who
much
was
about
that
him.
Zach Collins that went to Gonzaga or something?
Yeah, like, yeah. See, I get them niggas mixed up. See? And I'm not racist, but I get them mixed up.
Hey, but you said you had him third because I said Tatum third.
Yeah,
like, is Laurie actually your third or?
I mean, I just want to have a little diversity. So I mean, if I had to pick somebody other than Tatum, I'll pick Laurie.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn then. Number one. Ben Simmons.
Merle.
Damn. Ben Simmons, hands down, the best rookie since
hands down
since Ben Simmons, best rookie since LeBron. Since LeBron. Yep. Okay, then you got Donovan Mitchell, because he gonna be a GOAT. He gonna be one of the greatest of all time. And then number
Merle
three.
Go ahead, say it.
See, we're talking about rookie of the year.
Per 36.
Go ahead, say it.
Something's in the NBA transcend the stat sheet.
Oh my god.
They are advanced stats.
No, they transcend advanced. Like, you can't do justice by what you see on the court.
Oh my god.
All right.
This man about to say Lonzo.
No. He transcends the game of basketball more than Lonzo Ball.
Whoa. I got to hear this one. Let's hear this.
Luke Kennard.
Because he already said Ben Simmons. He really put him on the list.
I'm just saying, if he had the opportunity.
Lefty wing. They never seen that before.
Kyle Singler 2.0 had ass.
If he had the same opportunity that Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons, and all other rookies had, he would be the rookie of the year this year.
You know, he has the same opportunity that Kyle Singler had, and it's looking really identical.
No, he's not. I'm just saying.
Okay.
When thinking about rookie of the year, you gotta take into account potential as well.
What? How do you take in potential for rookie of the year?
So you're taking Giannis, rookie of the year, bro?
What?
Taking Giannis? So
Bruno Caboclo should have been rookie of the year.
4 years away from 2 years away from me and 2 years away, bro.
Who's the biggest investment? I'm asleep.
That never paid off.
No, but no.
You gotta take in.
Oh, Luke Kennard gonna be an MVP one day. I'm giving it to Kobe Kuzma, number three.
Okay, I mean I can't be mad at it.
I would say Lonzo, but he missed too much time.
You say Ben Simmons is having the best rookie season since LeBron?
Yep.
It's tough.
It is tough.
I don't even think it's better than Blake, bro.
B-Souls, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all didn't notice by now, B-Souls is what we like to call a hater, okay?
How do you hate on Ben Simmons?
Blake was putting up rookie year, though?
How do you hate on Ben?
Dunks.
You don't know what Ben Simmons
is. I don't hate on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons plays
PUBG on PC, man. He's a GOAT.
Yo,
he is a GOAT.
Man called Atlanta trash. He's a GOAT. He said, "Cat, whoa, he said, Cat, you don't need to sleep."
Did you see what Blake did to Kendrick Perkins?
That was rookie year, Blake.
Or Pau Gasol.
You don't even remember. He was posterizing everyone.
What you mean?
That wasn't just rookie Blake though, and that definitely doesn't.
Rookie Blake, right? 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal.
Come on. And what were the Clippers in the playoffs?
They were in the West. What are you talking about?
I mean, but okay, Donovan Mitchell's in the West,
and they're in the playoffs.
Oh, I mean, okay. So where was what was?
Oh, come on, you're talking. We're talking about the Clippers now.
We're talking about the Jazz.
What you mean? We're talking about the Jazz.
We're talking about the Jazz. When the Jazz done anything? Best player. They lost their best player.
Okay, who was fucking the Clippers' best player in 2010?
Chris Kaman.
Chris. Specific. I guess what Chris Kaman was still on the team. So what's the problem?
Chris Kaman.
That's the only player I knew on the team back then.
Nah, I think like Baron Davis was the best player.
It was Eric Gordon. Nah. I just looked it up.
Oh.
In 2011, bro, you needed to win 46 games to make the 8th seed, bro.
How many did the Clippers win that year?
32. Not that bad.
That's like...
Come
32
on now.
Is like the minimum cutoff from being terrible. Like, you win 32 games, like, you just trash. You win 31, you terrible.
Because we're looking at the East, right? You needed to win 37 games to get the 8th seed. And then they still wouldn't have made it.
He still wouldn't have made it, regardless.
Oh, my.
I'm just saying.
He was still out.
But he would have won more games if it was in the East.
How do you know, though?
You can't prove that.
Because he would have faced weaker teams.
I mean, but how do you know he would have made it? He only won 32 games in the season as a whole. Okay,
so if they won 32 games in the West, playing the freaking Thunder, the Lakers, and all those good teams 3 to 4 times a year, and then you go to the East, you're playing trasher teams 3 to 4 times a year. You're only facing the Lakers 2 times a year.
Okay, but now you're not taking into consideration. Did they beat the Celtics anytime that they play them? Did they beat the Cavs anytime they play them? Did they beat the Magic?
I'm not talking about the upper teams. I'm talking about the Wizards, the Bobcats. That can add up to six more wins.
Just like there's trash teams in the West, but still, out East, that you have to play the tougher teams 4 times. If they went 0-2 against tougher teams, they still would have been ass.
Okay, what are the tougher teams in the East at that time?
At that time, the Bulls, Orlando, Miami, and Boston, and Cleveland. That was 2011. You said right?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Hell no.
You said I thought talking about 2010. My bad. I thought you said 2010. My bad.
Atlanta?
I can't go.
They will lose to Atlanta.
They will lose, but you know. So we got 4 teams that are elite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say? In the West, we got the Lakers, the Spurs, the Mavs, the Thunder, the Nuggets, who won 50 games that year.
Were they really elite, though?
Come on, man. Wasn't George Karl the coach of the year this year?
They had Melo. Were they elite?
In 2011, they didn't, know.
No, exactly. Were they elite? I don't think anyone would say.
I mean, you were saying the Hawks were. Come on.
I'm saying they would lose to them, but you said elite. I didn't say the Hawks were elite.
I didn't say they were elite. Okay,
Can we just say legitimately good teams? The Nuggets, then they got the Blazers, then they got the Hornets, and then they got the Grizzlies. Come on. They're facing those teams 3 to 4 times a year.
That Hornets thing threw me off so bad. I was like, the Hornets.
I'm still not seeing how Ben Simmons is doing worse than Blake Griffin, though. I mean, I think Ben Simmons right now is better than Blake Griffin.
Oh, definitely right now he's better than Blake. I'm just talking about rookie year.
I think rookie year he was better than.
Blake was amazing rookie year, but I don't know what's up.
So Ben Simmons, Blake is not like the
ben
same player.
Ben Simmons, what, like 17, 8, and 8 this year?
Yeah. I mean, you can argue his Ben is just.
It's close.
It's 17 points for a guy that can't shoot, like, at all. Like
4 assists for a guy that Can't pass.
No, who said he couldn't pass though?
Blake can pass.
Everyone.
What? Who is everyone?
I know he couldn't.
You didn't drop Blake Griffin.
I know he couldn't shoot back then, but
ain't nobody going around. Well, you know one thing you won't be doing? Passing the ball. That's one thing. That's one flaw this guy has right now. His playmaking is awful. No one said that at all. Teams cannot worry about one thing with this guy, and that's him dribbling.
Well, his dribbling wasn't good back then. I wasn't where it's at now.
Look, Ben Simmons, D. Mitch, as long as you got them 1 and 2, no problem.
This is Josh Martin, co-host of Hollywood Hoops. Now, like a lot of you, I've tried a lot of these different meal kit services, delivery services, where they send meals to your house that you get to cook yourself. And every time I run into the same two problems. Number one, I don't eat meat, so my options are usually pretty limited. And number two, it just takes too long to make these meals sometimes. So I've been looking for a solution to those problems. And fortunately, I found one in Hungry Root. What Hungry Root does is deliver weekly boxes of healthy convenience foods that you can use to make a variety of inspiring, delicious dishes. All their food is plant-based and gluten-free and comes either ready to eat or ready in less than 15 minutes. You can choose to make the dishes according to their recipes or mix and match ingredients for additional flexibility. So Hungry Root offers over 75 dishes that you can make at home, like their fan favorite sweet potato pad Thai or their cult favorite almond chickpea cookie dough for $25 off each of your first two deliveries for a total savings of $50. Visit www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty, Almighty, at checkout. That's www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty for $25 off each of your first two deliveries.
As long as you get Ben Simmons one, there's no problem.
Oh my God.
But I guess let's move on to another pretty easy one in terms of the winner, at least. Our most improved player. Beasles, want to give us your three people?
They said rookie of the year was the easiest award to go through. We spent like 10 minutes.
That's because I didn't expect you to say some blasphemy about Donovan Mitchell.
Right?
I made a video on it. What you mean?
Ooh. Still, yeah, Zach Lee, keep up.
Still.
Keep up, Zach Lee.
Still, nah.
He's so that's caught up in the Zach Lee show, he ain't even worried about the outside world.
Alright. Most improved. I got. Well, you say most improved or 6 man?
Most improved. Easier. Well,
most improved. I got Victor Oladipo number one. That's more of a wider margin than D. Mitch and Simmons.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And then two, we got Clint Capella. He's really helped that defense out. Now are they a top 10 defense this year?
I think so.
Yeah, they're right around there. So shouts to Clint. No, the Dwight Howard of that team.
Dwight Howard.
And then we
Dwight
got
Howard has been reduced to
Zach Lee's Andre Drummond.
Hey, shout out to Andre. That guy gonna be a GOAT.
Yeah, shout to these guys. You know, they made a lot of improvements.
Why,
this year?
Why you say it like that?
Why you know? Unlike some people in their
oh my god, here he goes.
Oh, Wiggins.
You know, with a lot of potential. Let me chill. Yeah, I got those are my three.
Jesus Christ!
I'm not trying to rant today.
Andrew Wiggins. All right, Don. What's your three?
I'm just, my God. I would have to say, if anything, I would have to go with, shoot.
You gotta say Depot at one at least. Come on.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Wait, I want to be fair. I'm trying to be unbiased because I'm
just you're not biased. You say Depot number one.
Oh,
trust
man,
me.
Nah, you'd be surprised. I don't want to be biased, bro. People consider you biased for anything these days. Nah, man. Let me stop.
You biased towards the truth.
Oladipo definitely gets the award. I'll put Drummond second. just because, like, his playmaking, I didn't expect him to ever be, like, any kind of a playmaker, yeah, like, at all. So I'm definitely giving him the nod for that one. I'll have him at 2. And then at 3, my man Ingram, bro. I give it to Ingram.
He only played, like, 30 games this year.
Hey.
Definitely going to be unbiased.
Definitely played more than 30 games. Don't you be disrespectful.
How many games he played? I swear.
Okay. You know what? Okay, you're right. Julius Randle. There you go. Boom.
All right, that's better.
Don't keep it a Lakerland.
Keep it a Lakerland. Unbiased Lakerland, though. Unbiased.
Oh, okay, Brandon Ingram played 59 games. That's probably all he's going to play to you.
Man.
He got a concussion right now. What? I said he only got a concussion right now, so he's probably like out for the season.
Still more than Luke Kennard.
I think his career high this season is more points than Luke Kennard scored all season.
The amount of minutes Ingram had in those games is more than
Luke Kennard had all season. Thanks, Stan.
Thanks, Stan.
It's all right, Luke. They can laugh now, but next year, when you putting up 13 to 14 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds per game, they go not.
What?
They going to realize. They going to start to see the truth, and then the year after that, when you put it up 19-6.
Oh my god! The
year after that, he's going up to 19 points, 6 assists. 5 rebounds per game. After that, 25 points per game, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. 4 or 5 rebounds. That's Luke Kennard.
Damn.
Fourth year. Watch out. 2021.
Luke Kennard.
Anyways, let me give my 3 most improved. We got Victor Oladipo, number 1, because you got to stand up. And then number 2, we got Clint Capella, because you got to stand up. Number 3... Jamal Murray, because that dude, he's gonna be deadly, and he is deadly right now. 16 points, really good shooting from the field.
Hey, but we were talking about this pre-show, just so you know the listeners can think about it. What should sophomore players even be in consideration for?
I mean, didn't Kevin Love win his sophomore year or something?
I mean, it's called the most improved player. I don't think it excludes anybody for just development. I mean, you're supposed to get better year by year.
But that's the thing. In 05, that boy Bobby Simmons improved. LeBron improved more than Bobby Simmons, okay? Bobby. Let's just put it that way. LeBron
okay,
put
but
up 27, and, you know.
Bobby Simmons.
That's tough.
We're not gonna see her say, freaking Bobby Simmons improved more than LeBron, but you know we still. Like I'd say D Wade improved more than Bobby Simmons.
Amen. In 05. Take that out with David Stern back in 05, bro. Nothing we can do about that.
Had us
trying to make a case for D Wade getting the most improved player in 05. Like, what does that fix? Like, what is he scared? D-Wade's about to get this Ben Wallace treatment because he ain't get that most improved player.
Hey, he ain't get rookie of the year. He ain't make it to the Hall of Fame.
He ain't get rookie of the year or most improved player.
You never won MVP. You never won MVP either.
05, you couldn't get most improved player, but you got finals MVP the next year.
You lost the most improved player award to Bobby Simmons. No, you ain't rookie. You ain't get to the Hall of Fame.
Skip Bayless be like, that's a standard on LeBron. I like this, LeBron. He got outplayed by Bobby Simmons.
That's terrible.
No, but I don't hold it against him if it's sophomore. If he got it better, you got better. He got better.
I guess. Suit Kevin Love. Kevin Love won his third year.
That's even worse.
He was in second.
That's still development, though. That's still a development.
Yeah, I don't know, but third four, year, four, you know, that I get that.
Development. That's not the excuse. First 4 years development. He'd still be developing.
Bobby Simmons, though.
How many years was Bobby Simmons playing until he got that? Go look that up.
Like six.
How many more?
See?
Did
And he actually improved.
What did he do the year after? What did
he? But he did. He was trash. More than LeBron,
but,
though.
But it's not. It, the award isn't most improved player on certain bases. It's most improved player who improved the most as a player. Bobby Simmons was trash and was actually decent. You gotta get the award.
8 points to 16.
LeBron still improved.
But
more.
LeBron was good and went to great. Bobby Simmons was ass and went to okay.
But give that's still development, though.
But everyone knew LeBron that's is going to be the GOAT. Though. Like, give Bobby Simmons the most. Does LeBron really D-Wade? Want the most improved player? Did D-Wade what about really D-Wade? Want, D-Wade was too busy trying to get him a chip next year, bro. He won't worry about that.
What about Chris Bosh? What about Chris Bosh?
Hey, that's tough.
Yeah, this man Bobby Simmons.
he just say. What? Okay, Carmelo didn't improve.
Carmelo didn't improve. That's a surprise to you.
This man stayed the same and then went up third year.
This nigga plateaued his second year. He said, "Oh, I like it right here. I like it.
No, man.
I did everything I'm perfect.
I'm gonna stop at Chris Bosh, man.
Damn, Melo, you trash.
This man did not improve.
He was like, I did everything absolutely perfect. There's nothing I need to change. Nothing I need to do.
I'm going to play less games. Shoot the same efficiency.
Low-key, Andrew Wiggins, this conversation like Carmelo Anthony?
The first 2 years, and then Wiggins took it to another level. extended it to 2 more years.
Now I'm about to find out Wiggins is this generation's Melo. Oh my god. Oh my god.
He's Melo, but worse. I'm asleep.
That's tough. And I was trying to defend Andrew Wiggins from B-Souls earlier in the season.
He's still borderline buzz, though. Let's not get it twisted.
I was really trying to defend him. But then once B-Souls mentioned it, I was watching him. Kept watching him, waiting for him to prove something wrong.
You see, I saw you on that little rant. little rant you had on Wiggins. I'm like,
I still don't know why he's taking more shots than Kat. I don't understand.
He's starting to realize.
I don't understand. You know,
Tom Thibodeau got gets his shots. Tom he puts Thibodeau up 56.
No. Tom Thibodeau got to go too. He's authorizing this. He's saying, okay, Wiggins, you keep shooting the ball. Kat, you're the best player on this team. You get 13 shots. Wiggins, go put up 30. Score 15 points.
It's tough. That's tough, man.
That is tough.
I'm just so like I'm trying to think. Did anyone like? I'm trying to think about how many jokes people made this year about it'd be crazy if Derrick Rose ended up back on the Timberwolves and that shit actually happened. Like, I'm still stuck on that. Like they're really rebuilding an old ass team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with Doc and Tom Thibodeau, but they're both trying to like. Recreate their prime years on a different team.
We can make this work again.
It's like, hey, big baby, you come here, Nate Robinson. We're gonna sign you. You know, Austin, you can stay. You're my son. You know, Paul Pierce, come over here. I know you're 38. We can get this chip. Rondo, we got Chris Paul. We're good. You know,
that's tough.
Ray Allen, they hate you, so you good too.
Ray Allen, we got JJ Redick.
We got JJ Redick. We don't need you.
That is tough.
And I used to coach for the Magic. Turtle, come here.
Low key, you got Avery Bradley back too.
Chill.
He did.
I just realized that.
Oh, he signed Brandon like, Bass too that 1 year. He signed Brandon Bass.
He's like, you said you'll give me one of my old plays back for Blake Griffin. Deal.
Hey, didn't they have Grant Hill? Yo, this man Doc Rivers is a hoarder, bro. He does not let go.
Doc is. Anyways, I guess that's a good segue to Coach of the Year. So talking about neither one of those guys get it, but B-Souls, who do you got as your coaches of the year? I know, I already know he thinks he'll win it, but just say it anyways.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Brad Stevens number one.
Boo, you
know. Boo. Ooh, Stan Van Gundy. Stop. Stop. All right, we got Dwayne Casey at a close two, just like the rookie of the year race.
Low-key, I don't even know anymore. He's losing ground. The Raptors might not even be the first team in the East.
He's losing.
The Raptors, the Boston about to pass Toronto for the first team in the East. So.
Oh, that's true. After today, if we beat the oh shit, yeah. We're losing to the Bucks. Okay. It's gonna be one game. But for right now, I got Dwayne Casey, and at three, I got Quinn Snyder, the Utah Jazz.
Fair enough. Oh, it's hard to pick this year. There's a lot of great coaches.
Yeah.
All right, Dom.
I was thinking about Mike D'Antoni, but I don't know.
I don't think. He has James Harden and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And he just won it last year, didn't he?
Yeah,
there
might be some voter fatigue too.
All right, Dom, who's yours? True.
I would go Brad Stevens. He's a tremendous coach. I thought that ever since the first game of the year when, you know, that tragic accident happened to Gordon Hayward, and they were able to still push through that. And I said it was the best put together team in the East. They just didn't have, you know, the most talent because, you know, Cleveland. But I go Brad Stevens one. Two, I go Quinn Snyder. It's incredible that they're in the playoffs after losing their best player, and Rudy Gobert missed all them games, and their best player ended up being a rookie that no one really expected much from. So,
Hey, keep going.
And three, you know, yeah, I'm about to say, gotta go with Luke, man. They was praying on our downfall.
Luke. This Amen. Man said
Amen.
Luke.
They was praying on our downfall.
You have
baby.
Said a Laker in every single award.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Right, which one have you not?
Rookie of the Year.
Drew.
Oh, my.
Facts.
This guy right here.
I didn't say one Laker for Rookie of the Year. Luke Walton, coach. He's my third option, bro. What's wrong having him at number three, bro? Dwayne Casey's coaching a team that's going to choke. Stan Van Gundy's trash.
Nobody arguing.
What's some other coaches? I just.
You're just bringing up Stanford. Don't even talking about him. You know, he's ass.
Just gotta put it out there. You know, put it out there. So yeah, man, my man Luke, bro. They was praying on our downfall. Look at our team, bro. Fastest pace.
Y'all still down.
Hey, man.
Y'all still down.
Why you hating, bro? Please tell me why you always hating, bro. I'm gonna come out of shit.
Oh
like,
my god.
Why you hating, bro? Let's have it, bro.
What we said they were praying for our downfall like y'all came up.
We did come up. We better than we were last year. One step at a time, baby. One step
they
at a time.
They were hating.
They said we wasn't going 30 games. We won 32. No one believed in us when I said we would win 30 games. And we won 32. So, yeah, Luke Walton, number three, bro.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, here we go. Y'all going to hate me for my number one. But I gotta say what I gotta say. The best coach in the NBA this year.
Stan. This is Stan. I'm done.
No. Greg Popovich. There we go.
Greg
Popo.
Obviously, people. B-Souls has voter fatigue.
Voter fatigue. When was the last time he won?
I don't know, but exactly. You don't want to give him credit.
It's time for he wins again. Have the Spurs as the fourth seed in the Western Conference with their MVP caliber player out all season. Other guys in and out of the lineup, including LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul Gasol, and all their other key players, to be winning with DeJounte Murray as starting point guard. No offense to DeJounte Murray, but you know he's not a starting level point guard right now. To be winning with Rudy Gay, period.
Damn.
I'm sleeping.
He got Rudy Gay Mellow treatment.
I mean, you got to give him props. I mean, This is Greg Popovich.
I mean, I'll give him props, but isn't Stevens doing the same thing?
Yeah. But is Gordon Hayward really an MVP caliber player? No.
This guy.
That's why I give it to Greg Popovich, because he lost a player that's a lot better than Gordon Hayward. But
the thing with the Celtics is they had a lot of, like, they had only, what, three returning players from last year, too? Like, we forgot about that, because after the offseason moves, we were talking about how this team is, like, a wholly new team. And on top of that, he had to battle through the injuries.
Hey, y'all still had Kyrie for a lot of the season.
Okay.
And Al Horford. Aaron Baines.
Aaron Baines.
Yo, why does he flinch at every rebound?
You see that video Lowe showed up?
Yeah, I was like, what the
I hope he's kidding, though.
The ball was going the opposite direction.
I hope that's
what are you doing? This man, Al.
He really has, like, a problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It might be, like, a mental
thing. He's scared of the ball. Anyways, number two, which, honestly, it should be number one, but I'm giving it to Greg Popovich anyways, Brad Stevens, all right? Because, you know, he's like mini Greg Popovich right now.
It should go to him, but fuck him. I'm giving it to Greg. You know, because that's how we vote.
pretty much.
That's how we vote. You know, my number two, he honestly should be my number one, but, you know, fuck him and his feelings. That's, you know, why. Fuck his credentials. Fuck logic. I like Greg Popovich, so he won. He's number one. Sorry.
That's why LeBron never won unanimous MVP, because of that mindset right there.
That logic right
there. It should be, you know, LeBron.
Because of that one guy that voted for Carmelo.
It should be LeBron, but no. It's Melo.
I like Melo, though. I don't know why I like Melo. It's just, I like Melo.
It should be. Everyone's saying it should be LeBron. LeBron had the best season anyone can remember. Ah, Melo cut his braids. Vote. He got my vote.
Talking about a top five player playing the best basketball you ever played. I'm taking Melo. I don't know. I'm taking Melo.
And number three, I'm going Terry Stotts for getting the Blazers to the third seed when no one thought they would be there to start the season.
People That's saying Trey Dame. Like, every it looked like it was over for them early this year.
I mean, they still have to make a hard decision, because
I was not going to get a championship. I mean, I still think they should.
They have. I don't. I still say trade CJ, but
I forgot you're one of them people. You trade Dame, man. The gap between Dave and CJ isn't that big, so you trade Dame because you'll get more out of it. Your team will be better.
I don't even think you get that much more out of it, to be honest with you. Well, we have this argument every single time, though.
You really do.
I mean, if you get, like, an amazing offer for Dame, then sure. But if it's, like, if you get offers for Dame and CJ, because I'm sure they will, and it's, like, all right, the offer for Dame isn't much better than for CJ, then I'm keeping Dame and getting rid of CJ.
Okay, so if we're calling up the Cavs.
What the heck do Cavs have?
Let's just say, because people are like, oh my god, if LeBron gets Dame, so let's say, what if we call up the Cavs? What are the Cavs giving up for CJ?
They don't have anything. No, I'm hanging up the phone.
I wouldn't say they don't have anything.
What?
I smooth think if the Blazers went to a trade with the Cavs and you went, okay, I'll give you Dame, you give me in return Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance, you throw a little Seti in there, maybe like a future pick or two, boom, we lit.
Well, for CJ, I don't think they give up Nance. That's the thing.
What?
Like, in that trade?
So you don't think a future first round pick, you don't think they give up a future first round pick, Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance?
And Larry Nance for CJ McCollum? No. All the reason the Lakers gave that up for goddamn Isaiah Thomas is because everyone knew he wanted out, so his value was low as fuck.
Dude. Man, y'all tripping. That's crazy. So you just think Seti Osman.
Seti Osman, Larry Nance, Jordan Clarkson, and maybe a pick or two. For Dame. Yeah. If I'm the Blazers. Because you need depth. You need more players. as a whole.
They need more star players. What other star would they have on that
team? I mean, you get rid of Dame, you signed you another star.
Sign? Who's coming to Portland?
I mean, they see Portland making moves. You draft you a good guy.
Away Dame. That would be one of the main selling points to come to Portland.
Yeah, CJ.
I'm about to say that. CJ. They got Nurkic.
Shouts to Kyle Lowry for choking again, bro.
He cannot play against Cleveland.
He really can't. I'm sorry, bro. He got outplayed by Fred VanSkeet.
He got outplayed by Jose Calderon.
That's a fact. He did get cooked by Jose. Shouts to Jose with the 19 points.
He let Jose drop a season. Is that maybe his even career high? I don't even know.
Career. I'm sorry. This man, Lowry, dropped 5 points on 18% from the field. 1-for-7 from 3. Shouts to Kyle.
Any Raptors fans out there, this is why we don't trust your team in the playoffs.
Thank you. This is why no one has faith in y'all. I mean, this right here.
They get so mad when you say, I don't trust them in the playoffs.
Why don't you trust us, bro? It's a new year every year, bro. And then, you know, Kyle Lowry comes out and drops 5 points.
If the Raptors...
But as SEC, do you trust the Rockets, though?
I trust them more than the Raptors.
I don't know why.
I don't trust them against San Antonio, though. That's gonna be
I don't know why you're
matchup.
Trusting me one of them more than the other.
I don't trust them against San Antonio in the second round, though. That's a...
I don't trust them niggas against the Jazz.
That's a fact. Even without Kawhi, I'm like, the Spurs might beat them even without Kawhi, bro.
I don't trust Houston against the Jazz. I don't trust Houston at all. I'm sorry. They proved me wrong that the system, I said the system wouldn't work. The system works. But God damn it, that I ain't seen it work in the playoffs yet. I got to see that.
I trust it more than the Raptors.
I trust the Sixers more than any of the two teams. I trust the Sixers more.
Low key, I do too.
If it's Toronto and Philly in the second round, I think I'd have to favor Philly.
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
I mean... That's crazy.
It's not a hot take. That's the Raptors choke.
That's tough. Loki, who are the Raptors about to play in the first round? The Heat, maybe?
The Heat or the Bucks.
Ooh, that's tough. I can see them maybe beating the Bucks because the Bucks have been sus. But if they play against the Heat, that's tough.
I mean, the Bucks took them to 6 last year without Jabari and Bledsoe.
Oh, that's tough. Mm.
GG.
GG. Uh-oh.
Oh, and we have to remember the Bucks haven't had Malcolm Brogdon, so they'll have him back.
Uh-oh.
Y'all might not be making past the Bucks.
Yo, Toronto, if y'all...
But the Raptors changed their playing style, though.
They passed the ball more.
Yo, DeRozan about to get traded this summer? Loki, if they lose, he got to demand a trade, bro.
If he chokes again, bro, they breaking that team up.
You know, they can't get rid of Lowry. You know, ain't nobody taking Kyle Lowry. They signed $100 million
deal. They still gave him a max too. I'm like, done. Come on, bro. Come on now.
Ain't nobody trading for Kyle Lowry.
My boy DeMar improved by 5% from 3. Yeah, he can shoot threes now because he's just taking more.
Wow.
I said, wait, hold up. Did DeMar really improve from 3?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he just started shooting just threes. He just started taking threes. Because
in 2014, he shot 3 threes a game, shot 31%. He's taking 3.6 this year.
I mean, he could.
31.
Hey, if you want to look at 2016, he shot 34%, but it only took like 2 per game.
That's true. I don't know about the whole improvement thing.
He has more confidence in his shot, but it's not falling as much as it.
I mean, so does Russ. I mean,
he has unwarranted.
The man still takes 4 threes a game.
He has unwarranted confidence in his shot. Everyone's telling him, "You can't shoot."
Like, dude,
stop.
Y'all are literally like the record y'all have when you have a triple double is like the same when you shoot. Four or less threes a game. Come on now.
Right. It's not that hard to figure out. Stop shooting.
I think it's easier to shoot 4 or less threes a game than getting a triple double. I don't know about y'all, man.
You're like, there's a reason why you're open from distance, Russell.
There's a reason why they're backing off, bro. It's not bad defense. 29% from three. It's not bad defense. Or they say, oh, they're sagging off. Nah. They're letting you shoot.
Anyways.
That's terrible. That is so terrible.
It's a fact, though. He right.
Can't even say it's not facts.
No comments.
He said, if Curry can take this, so can...
Oh, my God.
maybe if
that's
I
the shoot, attitude of the whole lot, or the whole league.
Maybe if I show Katie I can shoot like Curry, he'll come back.
He said, KD! He pulling up for three. KD!
Yo, fuck y'all, man. Yo, Russ, I got nothing to do with this, bro. I have no parts of this.
KD, I can play with you now. I can shoot.
Shoot. They said we need more floor space, and I got us.
Russ, I have no parts of this.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy, Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
This coonery. This buffoonery. No parts of it.
Anyways, let's move on to the next award. I guess this one's actually not that exciting either, but Sixth Man of the Year. Who do you guys
That's got very exciting, team? Bro. What you mean?
Don't nobody care about the Sixth Man.
I'm about to say Kuz. I'm
sorry. Nah, man, it's not Kuz. I got you with the real Sixth Man, bro.
But, Bezos, so who you got for your...
Laker Nation. Seattle Seahawks at us. I'm asleep. All right, we got Lou Will. We got Lou Will number one, a fringe all star coming off the bench. Low key, I wouldn't say he should have made it, but you know he's putting up 23 a game. That should be unanimous. That's all I gotta say. 23 points a game. We got Eric Gordon, last year's winner, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, still putting up pretty good numbers this year. Stepped up with Chris Paul being injured at times too, and then we got Will the Thrill Barton putting up what is it 15 5 and 4. You know, they might miss the playoffs, but you know, putting their work off the bench. Shouts to Will the Thrill.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs. The coach got to get fired.
That's true.
That's tough.
This will be like the 30th year in a row.
That man, Jokic. Have y'all seen their late game like situations when Jokic is on? Like they straight up sub out Jokic for Miles or the Plumlee, one of the Plumlees.
Defense.
Dang.
Just because he's so bad on defense and he's like 7 feet tall. Like
that's tough.
I've never seen that before. You're taking out a center, your best player. That's tough, man.
That's tough.
I wish teams could do that with Isaiah Thomas. Hey, you know, hey, that's tough, man. You got to sit your little ass down.
Nah. And that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about it, bro. Jokic might be the second worst defender in the league next to IT.
Mm. I mean, but everyone knows he's not a good defender, so I'm not really taking that away from him.
I'm waiting for Denver to hand IT that bag this summer. I have a lineup of both of all the court at the same time.
Because the thing with both IT and Jokic is they're like good enough to the point where you need to have them on the court.
But they can't play defense.
Low key,
Denver signs IT. Is it possible to have the worst defense with probably one of the best offenses in the league?
I mean, Jamal at this point is better than IT. So.
Then Jamal leaves and goes to Denver too?
What?
Then you really? That's a terrible team defensively. That's worse. That's almost worse than the Cavs.
That is worse.
Nah, I don't know if it's worse. I think it's almost worse.
Yeah, but those are my three. Those are my three.
All right. Yeah. What about you, Dom?
Man. All right. Which award is it?
Six, man.
I forgot.
All right, let me rub my hands like Birdman. What award?
All right, six man. I got you. Six. All right, I got Lou. Let me hear you, because y'all got me laughing. All right, I got.
This man was stretching like he Birdman. I didn't even know the award.
I got Lou Will number one, man. I got T. Roro number two. Tay Rozier's. He's nice, man. What was that, B-Sauce? At two, bro. At two. And at three, Kobe Kuzma.
You said no. You really don't like the Rockets. No love for Eric Gordon.
Bro, you won it last year, bro. Stop being greedy. What you mean?
What you mean? Jamal Crawford won it like how many times?
We don't legit give it to Jamal Crawford every year, bro.
He didn't deserve it this year. What the?
I'm just saying. That's like the only player for the past like 10 years people could think about when it came to six man of the year until recently.
Yeah.
Well, true. But that's voter fatigue, man. No one's voting for a Spurs player, bro. Come on.
She said you played for the Spurs, disqualified.
You play for the Spurs? Fuck you. I don't want to vote. No. I'm tired of you. Fatigue.
All right.
Yeah, voter fatigue with Kawhi. Like, the first year was an MVP candidate just because he's on the Spurs. I'm like, what the hell? Y'all tired of Kawhi already?
All right. So, I guess I'll give my six man of the year. Number one, Lou Williams, who's winning it. Number two, Eric Gordon. And just to switch it up a little for number three.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be tough.
Huh. Reggie.
Ishmael.
Dang. Why are there no good bench players?
Why are there no good bench players, man? God dang. I can't think of nobody.
Looking on Detroit's roster, I couldn't find anyone.
Reggie Bullock.
Luke Kennard again?
Merle Headass.
Merle.
Let's go with Bobby Portis of the Chicago Bulls.
Bobby Portis. Next KG Headass.
Oh my god.
He's putting up a solid what, like 15, 13 points, 7 rebounds. 22 minutes per game.
True.
Bobby Portis. Chicago Bulls.
I guess.
Okay. I mean,
if that's what you want to put.
All right. It's your list.
Because why not?
Tell you. You know?
Nah, but all seriousness, I probably Will Barton, but you know Bobby Portis.
I thought you were going to say Luke Kennard.
Nah, he's too good for that award.
Oh my god.
I don't want to stain his legacy with a six man of the year award.
Doesn't even play.
That's a boring award. No one cares about it. That's why they want to give it to Luke Kennard. So let's get into a better one. This one's actually going to be debatable, but Defensive Player of the Year. I'd say this is one of the worst Defensive Player of the Year awards in recent history, just because.
Just because everyone's injured.
Yeah. Because all the best defenders were like injured this year.
So. Yeah, I'm done, bro. Tired of playing defense, man. See Harden getting MVPs. I'm done.
This is why Nikola Jokic don't play. Like, look what happens to you when you play defense.
Fuck that, bro. I'm passing the ball. Scoring a little bit and I'm done.
Key, you know,
done. Paul Millsap, you're here for a reason, bro.
That's why he got injured. He probably got injured contesting the layup. Exactly.
Jokic, that was your man.
You niggas is terrible.
That was your man.
Hey, I'm just trying to get the bag, man.
Right. Right, I'm blaming
you. Already got, you already got yours
this
summer, man. I'm about
to be a free agent this summer. I got to get paid.
I'm about to say,
I'm making $2 million a year,
he's
bro.
He's the lowest
chill.
Paid player on a team.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Paul, you got your 100 mil. All
right, you good.
Let me get at least 5 mil. Come on now.
Bezos, so you got for defensive player?
I got Gobert. Gobert at 1.
All right.
And then I got Embiid at 2. And let's see who I had at 3. I got KD at 3.
KD.
I feel like there might be a... Like, there's definitely a debate between him, Paul George, and maybe, like, Capella. I'm going to give the slight edge to KD.
Yeah. All right, it's fair. It's fair, I guess. What about you, Dom?
I will go Embiid, Gobert, and then I'll go, Lonzo. Boom, there it is.
Gary Payton. Wait, was that Gary Payton who said it was his top, like, five guards, defensive guards in the NBA?
Yep.
He left out Klay Thompson and put Lonzo.
I'm
that's so disrespectful.
Play a small
point.
No,
that list was just point guards, though. No, that list that he said was just point guards. Yeah, it was just point guards.
Okay. Well, that's not saying much.
That makes sense.
I mean, what you mean that's not saying much?
Uh-oh.
What you mean? What I mean that's not saying much? Top five best defensive point guards? That's not today's.
Yeah, what I mean? They're all 6'3" and under.
Most of them trash.
I'm not even gonna give a response to that blasphemous statement you just said.
It's true.
I'm not even gonna respond to that blasphemy.
Yeah, this is a fact. 95%
of
the
three,
though. Yep, Lonzo's a three, bro. I seen this nigga guard every name brand player. Every big name player he has guarded. Every single one.
Name brand.
Every name. Yeah, you know, yeah, name brand players. Hold on. Because you got your Westbrooks, and then you got your knockoff brands. You got your John Wall. So Westbrook's John Wall.
You got Cook, but John Wall, but not Westbrook.
I mean, first time you played John Wall, didn't we win, though? Oh, okay. I mean, you got your Cook about John Wall. And what John Wall say after the game? We got to actually focus when we play these guys. I can't believe I let my guard down. It got fucked up like that by this guy, bro. Triple B's was the man tonight, bro. I couldn't. What happened? Did he choke?
Well, he's getting smacked around by the Rockets. They're really trying to avoid Cleveland in that first round. after all that talk about Cleveland, lucky they dodged us.
Yeah, they dodged us, man.
They're going to say that again this year. After they lose the rest of their games to get the ACs to make sure they avoid Cleveland. They keep dodging us, man.
You're lucky I was injured. I was wearing a headband, so you know. We're excused.
Anyways, I'm not even going to get on Washington. I don't like that team. But, I don't know. It's just something about the Wizards that. I like Bradley Beal and Otto Porter Jr.
They're like cocky for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, you know what it is? I know what it is about the Wizards, what it is you don't like, man. It's John Wall. That's what it is.
Low-key.
That's the only flaw with that team, John Wall.
He just seems like he's too cocky. And then, like statistically, he backs it up.
I mean, he's a great player, but...
Make the Eastern Conference Finals, bro. If you're ready.
Improve your jump shot, man.
That's a fact, bro.
And if you could just have a consistent outside shot.
That's a big if.
I'm about to say, that's the biggest if I've ever
that's
in his game.
Since his rookie year.
That's facts.
Rookie a bus?
Chill.
Low-key a buzz. I'm done.
All right, low-key. All right. Anyways, for my defensive player of the year, number one, Rudy Gobert. Number two, Joel Embiid. And number three, I'm going Paul George. Would have been the Roberson guy, but, you know, he dead.
He died.
That's fucked up.
He's dead.
I still haven't seen how he got injured either. I actually see the injury.
Like, just like
it's basically the Hayward.
Yeah, oh wow!
Not like the same.
It wasn't like he's like, you know, the way he got it. But he just went up and then came down.
They about to have Landon seminars in the offseason. Going forward, we're going to have to make sure you dumbasses know. Do not try to jump over anyone if you don't have a vertical over 38 inches.
I have a picture of Derrick Rose as to do not end up like this guy. This is how you jump. This is how you land.
Hey man, Dom, why you got on? What do you have? Embiid at one over. Like I get the argument, but just so
people will know, you know.
The people know. Yeah.
Well, since I am 100% unbiased in this voting, you know, and me putting him number one has nothing to do at all with me just liking him more. And the fact that you put Rudy Gobert number one, it has nothing to do with that at all. This is totally unbiased opinion. I just feel like, you know, he's shown this year, like, you know, other than being healthy, he can really play defense. Like last year, it was.
Hey guys, I can play defense. Give me the award. Give me the award. This man right here. You know, Solanzo really should be.
They said I was a defensive liability.
Come on now.
I'm probably one of the best ever. There you go. See how it works?
This man Dom really said he showed he could play D, man.
Has nothing to do with him being has nothing to do with me being biased, bro. He just showed he could play D. There you go.
Oh shit! I thought you actually had like a good reason. Okay,
that's real. That's real.
Hey man, we saying a lot of y'all.
Man. Oh, but I was just thinking because I feel like some people out there might say like Gobert has played not enough games, but Embiid is out for the season. He's only played 63 this year. And Gobert's about to finish with 56.
But see, 63 for Embiid is like 82 for anybody else. So.
You said you get a handicap.
You know.
But Gobert, too, like when he's playing, we're talking about like. I'm pretty sure they're the number one defense in the league when he's playing.
So. Maybe. I don't know.
Can we talk about the most disappointing players of the season?
Number one. Exactly, bro.
Number one.
Luka Norton.
D'Angelo Russell.
Man.
Ooh. I thought he was going to improve. What happened to the Nets, though?
All that Nets hype I was hearing in the offseason.
I said they're
going to
make the playoffs.
I mean, D'Lo was supposed to be putting out 20 to 25 points per game this year.
My Nets fans that said that Cleveland pick wasn't going to be nothing. Huh? Where them fans at?
It's eighth right now.
But y'all was saying one going to be top 10, though.
I mean, it's barely. it's barely.
I mean, top 10 is better than goddamn 20 goddamn eighth.
I mean, no one said they're going to finish with a top 3 record, but.
I'm just saying, but having an eighth pick for the Cavs, especially if you lose LeBron, is better than having the pick they would have had they kept the Cavs pick that they got. You know?
It's a valuable asset.
Yeah.
So.
Still think they get Michael Porter Jr.
And let's talk about it, though. Most disappointing players of the year. I want to hear Dom's, though.
God. The most disappointing players of the year? Listen. All three of my guys are in Oklahoma City. All three of them are in OKC. 1, 2, and 3 are in OKC this year for me. I'm sorry. I am disappointed in all three of them. I am not satisfied. Bro,
they're still learning how to play together. They're still learning.
He said, I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing.
That's my vote.
Give him more time.
Oh, we almost in the damn playoffs. How much more time do you need?
Bro, it's only been 78 games. Give him more time.
Let us hit 81.
The hot streak's coming. The hot streak's coming.
Let us hit 81. We'll click at 81.
Hey, Carmelo's still adjusting.
Hey, low-key, they're keeping up with the Warriors right now. Low-key. They're still disappointing. They're still...
All three of an OKC. But Russ Westbrook about to average a triple-double again.
Do you have shit about that? Look at their record.
Hey, man, but Roberson was injured, bro.
You know what? That argument is only used by one person, and we know who that person is.
Hey, man. Roberson, you know, Russ can carry them to 47 with Roberson last year, you know, with less help. But Roberson's gone now. They can barely win the same
amount. That is insane. How do you – okay, Melo, sure, but how do you add Paul George and get worse?
That's why I'm disappointed in all three of them.
That's crazy.
People saying the bench too. I'm like, come on now. Let's just keep it a bean. They're more talented than last year.
Yeah, they got a better.
First
bench
of all, you can't blame that bench because what is the bench supposed to come and back up if you got Melo shooting 3 for 15, you got PG just going ice baby all over the court. Russ is taking more threes than Curry, but hitting less threes than Lonzo. Doesn't make sense.
That's wild.
It's facts.
It's nothing but facts.
And just in case those stats guys look it up, and I know Russ is shooting less than Curry. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah, I mean,
I definitely had some people mention me on Twitter with some shit I said wrong on some previous episodes. I apologize. I didn't literally mean he was taking more and making less. It was just a figure of speech,
it feels,
I guess.
Like, it feels like it.
It seems like it when you watch him play.
Like every three for Westbrook is like...
Use your imaginations, kids.
No, but so really all 3 years is just OKC, big or little three?
Little three. I'm not going to lie. Melo is not even part of the big three, bro.
It's Adams,
bro.
He ain't even part of the big three. Melo ain't even part of the big four. Corey Brewer.
Hey, as I'm watching this game, this man Rush just hit one of those pull-up threes we were talking about.
Hit one of those what?
One of those pull-up threes we were talking about.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Yeah, look, I know every Thunder fan, whenever they see Russell do that, has to be pulling their hair.
Kind of just cringe, you know?
It's why?
It's like D-Rose, you know, going
it's
up.
It's like there's 20 seconds left on the shot clock. You're not Curry. Stop. Please.
Stop. We don't need this.
45%. You shoot 30. Shit.
Even when he makes it, they're still
for
on
For me? For me, man. Might be those three. I'll take out Paul George for Wiggins, but you know, those are my three.
I'll take off Paul George for Wiggins, but yeah.
Yo, the Thunder as a team has to be the most selfish team I've ever seen, except for Steven Adams.
The Heat just clinched the playoffs. Isn't that great?
Hey, that means my Pistons, if the Bucks win tonight, I think my Pistons are eliminated. Congratulations, Lego.
Y'all been eliminated for like...
I'm about to say, y'all just not getting eliminated?
No, we haven't...
It's just a formality.
We haven't
now,
technically been eliminated yet. We just need Milwaukee to only win one more of his games, and we have to win out.
What if Milwaukee go out and go on like the biggest losing streak in the world? They don't, no more games this season.
Oh, should we get the Grizzlies next? I don't know about this one, boys.
You heard about Marshawn Brooks, man? I don't know. He's on a hot streak.
He said next Kobe, man.
He's back, and he wants that bag.
Tyreek, they got a rookie of the year on their team and a defensive player of the year, man.
It's going to be tough.
Got to look at their resume, you know?
Low-key, now I'm thinking about it. I'm going back and changing one a month. I'm taking off Brandon Ingram on Most Improved, and I'm putting on Marshawn Brooks. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Russ takes a pull-up three again and misses. Yep.
Jesus Christ, Russ.
This man makes one. He's like, here we go. I'm on fire. Here we go, man. I'm heating.
I got it. Like, I wonder what he's thinking when he pulls those shots.
Kobe. I don't know, man. This man think he got a freaking Hall of Fame microwave.
All I need to see is that warm three go in. I turn into Steph Curry. That's all.
Adams is down.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's a wrap.
Back to the OG big three. Uh-oh.
Well, with Adams down, they're definitely not winning nothing. They're definitely not making out the first round.
Yo, without Adams, they might not make the playoffs.
They might have to start Nick Collison, man.
Oh, my God.
He said, but I thought it was just moral support. We got to play now?
I was 17 days from retirement.
Come on, Billy.
Coach, I ain't even got my hooping shoes with me.
I ain't even stretched, bro.
Hella sore right now, man. I was in 2 minutes.
I was in the bathroom. Y'all was in the layup line. My fault.
Hold on, let me get my pacemaker. Hold on.
Pacemaker.
I forgot. Dude. Which playbook are we running? I forgot which playbook we're using.
I got the one from 1993 right here.
I still got Scott Brooks playbook. I'm sorry.
Wait. So I'm supposed to pass to Durant, right?
That's not Durant. That's Jaren Grant. Oh,
you know that J.R. Smith meme?
Yep.
Nick Collison. Nah, he's good though. He's good.
Wait, so I'm supposed to give Tabo the ball? That's not Sepulosius, that's Paul George. Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
You're right.
Wait, I'm on the Pacers now? Hold up. How do I get here?
Hey, yo, KD, you were in the wrong jersey, bro. What's going on here? Hey, man. SEC, what's your three most disappointing players, man?
Carmelo Anthony. Needs to retire after this year.
That's tough. Big three, here he comes.
From the big three to the big three.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then we got Andrew Wiggins, because I don't understand Andrew Wiggins. And low key.
Let's keep it a buck, man. Luke Kennard's been pretty fucking disappointing. Let's just give you 100.
Hey, let's keep it a buck, bro. After those summer league, everyone was like, "Oh my god, he's the real deal."
That's what summer league is. What you see when he has the ball in his hands. He ain't had that this year. Next year, we're gonna see summer league Luke Kennard in the NBA regular season playoffs and NBA finals.
Did y'all hear how he said that? Like, he was ready to say that in the video this summer, like in the off season. Like, you see how he had it all practiced down and everything.
That ain't practice. That's truth.
That's passion. That's passion and belief. It ain't practice.
No, but my third most disappointing player. Let's go.
Say Russ.
Isaiah Thomas. There we go.
He has been very disappointed.
He was legitimately injured, though.
Nah.
He was legitimately disappointing, too.
This guy. I guess.
He's definitely disappointing on my Lakers. It's terrible. He is legit.
Hey, but the Lakers say
injured again?
Lakers say they're interested in bringing him back.
And if we do, we got issues. It's because we don't want to pay nobody until LeBron gets there. Or until we can get Kawhi.
Let's be real. How terrible. Much you really gonna have to pay IT?
Shit, $10 million, hopefully. If he wants more than $10 million, let that nigga go. And he probably wants more than $10 million, so let that nigga
go. Ain't nobody giving him more than $10 million.
Better not.
You know, especially after he's coming off of surgery. No way. Ain't no team giving him more than $10 million.
I'm not sure anyone might. Offer him.
Like you get a summer league contract.
I feel like he's definitely good enough to be in the NBA, but I feel like he's gonna have a lot of trouble finding offers.
He'll get
because of his situation.
He'll get that one, but it won't be a good offer or a good team.
Yeah, the Magic probably, you know.
Or the Kings.
Mentored De'Aaron Fox. Imagine back on the Kings. I'm back.
Let's do
square
this.
Square one. I'm back to square one, man. Coming off the bench on the Kings.
I'm coming home. Damn, that'd be fucked up. Coming off the bench for the Kings. Fresh start.
Wait, where Boogie at, man? Willie?
Hey, yo, Hassan, pass the ball. That's not Hassan, bro. That's Skylar Brissiere. Oh, what?
I thought hella light, man.
No. But I guess I'm getting to the MVP. Of the NBA. I don't think anyone's number one should be different, but I have a feeling someone's will. So we're not gonna get to his yet. So Beasles,
he got the MVP. Wow. He got the MVP.
Man, he was setting it up from the intro, man. So we got Harden that one. Got Harden that one, I'm not gonna lie. He's probably not gonna be unanimous, even though I think he should be.
Someone's gonna, yeah.
Yeah, LeBron probably gonna get like.
It's gonna be 20, the same person 15. That voted for Melo. Gonna vote for LeBron now. So I don't get it.
I feel wrong. I have to right my wrongs. LeBron, get this vote.
So probably like 15 to 20 votes to LeBron, and that LeBron is who I have second. And then we got Dame.
Yeah,
we got Dame at three. Yep. Those are my three.
Can't argue with that. All right. Dom, you're up.
Okay, man. All right. Y'all ready for this unbiased list right here, man? Y'all ready for this? All right.
Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma.
At number three. At number three.
Oh, we counting down.
Yeah, we counting down from three to one. And number three, we got to go with my man Anthony Davis. You know, he loses Boogie.
We got to.
AC, bro. Number two, going with LeBron. All right.
That's a surprise.
And number one, without a doubt, man, it should be unanimous.
I'm about to say Russ.
It should be unanimous, honestly. Like, I don't understand how this isn't, how he wouldn't be the unanimous MVP. What? How about the troll? Hold on, explain to me how I'm about to troll. Just tell me.
I just feel a troll.
You're setting it up, bro. You said
I'm just telling you who I think should be the unanimous MVP of the 20s, the 2017, 2018 season. The best player this year, hands down, without a doubt, DeMar DeRozan, man.
DeRozan.
Oh. One seed, even though they're about to lose to the Celtics, you know, isn't it? Nah, bro. Come on, James Harden. James Harden is a unanimous MVP. Second, I got LeBron. Third, I go AD.
All right. And mine's pretty simple. It was actually the same as Beasley's. I got James Harden should be unanimous. Probably won't be. And then you got LeBron James and Damian Lillard number three. Easy.
Yeah, fuck them.
But NBA, y'all need to ditch this whole. We're gonna announce the awards a month after the regulars, after the finals thing, though.
Man,
yeah, no one is gonna care about who the rookie of the year is after the finals.
Especially if the damn Rockets choke in the playoffs in the first round.
They lost the first round. You but tell the MVP me is James Harden,
Casey Roach of the year.
Rockets losing the first round, but you telling me this man's the unanimous MVP? What is this blasphemy?
So we really gonna do? I get it with Russ. You know, he was averaging like, you know, 40, 10-10 in the first round, but this man, I'm about to lose to a Kawhi-less Spurs again. Come on now. What's up, he's the MVP? Again?
You about to get,
I can't do that.
You about to get a shot that. Raked from behind by Manu Ginobili again?
Again. Another clutch block.
That was such a disrespectful play by
That was so sad.
That just sums up every time the Rockets ever play the Spurs. That block, that one single block.
You know what I think about every time I see that block? Y'all seen the Evil Morty meme? How they play like the sad Morty music or whatever it is? Y'all probably haven't. Every time I see that block, that music just plays in my head. As soon as I see it, as soon as I see Ginobili block the ball every time.
So deep.
Is that all the awards?
What?
I said, is that all the awards? No, no, we forgot. Teammate of the year.
Oh, shoot.
Teammate of the year. Good point.
Teammate of the year. Obviously, I'm going Vince Carter. Obvious reasons.
Really a great teammate. Yeah. I guess it wasn't his team, so...
I'm going
Pat McCaw. Chill out. Let me chill out.
Hey man, I don't know what you're talking about. I just thought Vince Carter was a great teammate. I don't know what you're alluding to. I just said Vince Carter is a good teammate, bro.
Yeah, he is. Might be Dirk again, Luke.
Might as well be.
Definitely not Tony Parker.
Udonis Haslam, maybe?
He was like, Kawhi, I'll see what you out by injury was much worse. Get your butt back in the game.
That's what I'm saying. He basically called Kawhi a pussy, bro.
That's terrible. Yeah, what Pop said about him, what Pop has said about the whole whenever him and his group is ready, then he'll play or whatever.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't mean anything. That's like, okay.
I think that means a lot.
I get both sides of it, but come on now. Low key though, Kawhi. Kawhi might be over, man.
Kawhi, just come on home to LA, man. Come on. We got our arms wide open, bro.
Better be get ready to give up Ingram.
What?
I said you better be ready to give up Ingram.
Why?
Why?
Why do we have to give up Ingram? What's the problem?
You traded for Kawhi?
No. What? The fuck? I said come home. Nigga, not get forced home. Nigga, come home. Free agency. What you mean? He's coming home.
You can boycott one more year and then come back.
Exactly.
A quad injury is hella bad, you know?
A quad injury is terrible, bro. He barely can walk.
If next season comes around and he sits out because of quad injury, still something's up.
He don't want to play. He's like, yeah, I'm going to just get paid for nothing, you know? If Chandler Parsons can do it, I think I can do it. I added a new element to my game. The ability to not care about my team. The ability to think about myself.
This man SEC said he's coming in with a new attribute.
Selfishness. He said he's been watching a lot of Kobe. He developed his most popular trait. Selfishness.
Y'all said next Kobe, right? right.
Kobe tried to force his way out of LA. I'm Kobe part two.
Yo,
the first player to force his way out of the San Antonio.
Every star player Kobe trained with knew this. You got Kyrie, and now you got Kawhi.
IT too. You train with IT. Yo, IT got a terrible attitude.
Didn't he train with Giannis?
Low key though.
Didn't he train with Giannis too?
Hey, Giannis be punching.
And now Giannis threatening coaches. He jumping at refs. Low key, Kobe. I don't know what switch Kobe showing them how to make, but they need to turn that bitch off. Some dangerous switches.
That's that Mamba mentality, my ass, man.
You gotta realize it's all about you out there. Your coach don't matter. Your teammate don't matter. Nothing matter but you.
They said, "What? Who name do they say when you score?" Exactly. That's who you worry about. Whoever name they say when you score is who matters the most.
They don't say who assisted named, by. Who says assisted by?
Who name do they call last when y'all running out of the line? That's who matters the most. Whoever the crowd gets hyped for.
Hey, they say Kobe Bryant for three. Not Steve Nash assisted on that play. Come on now. Come on now.
They don't say Dwight Howard with the rebound. Come on.
Draymond Green with the steal. Nope. They don't announce that. Only when you get buckets. And you have to shoot ill-advised shots all the time.
And if you somewhere where you can't get the most buckets, you got to go.
Simple.
Kawhi, they say you got to be a team player. You say, nah, I'm sitting out the rest of the season.
I just won't play. That man Kawhi played 9 games. He played 9 games. Like, you know what? I'm good. Man. I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to be there no more, man.
You say I can't average 30 for playing with the Spurs? Nope, I'm saying nope.
Pop, I had a new element. You're not going to let me dribble? No. You still want Tony? Bet. Have Tony. Someone's going to see this new element in my game. Just won't be y'all.
I ain't showing it to y'all, man. Show it to some other team. Yeah, I might work. Show it to y'all on an away game. But
when y'all come to town, not you know. I'm going to use it on y'all. Nah, shout out to the Spurs, man. Shout out to the Spurs.
Loki, I never want to see anyone play pair players trade with Kobe, though. That mama mentality. Luke Kennard,
better stay away, man.
Yo, Luke Kennard, go train with
Kyle Singler.
Kyle Singler,
aka yo, the original blueprint of Luke Kennard.
I got a theory about this Kawhi Leonard thing, though. You guys hear like what Nate Robinson said?
What?
And like, the reason he's sitting out is because Jordan Brand wants him to go to a bigger market. They'll pay him more for his contract since they're like in negotiations but stalled. And they're like, so if you go to like LA or New York or something, we'll pay you a lot more since you'll be more marketable. But what I think is Jordan's doing this and he's like, you're gonna sit out and I got stake in the Hornets. I'm gonna trade for you. You're gonna come to Charlotte. And you go put us on the map. We're Jordan Brand. And look, instead of the Nike logo, we got the Jordan logo, so it's all set.
Look, man, Michael Jordan is the same person to reject 2 Nets picks. It might have been 3. And Marcus Smart for a chance to draft Frank Kaminsky. I don't think he's... Look, man, all we wanted was Justice Winslow, and this man said no and drafted Frank Kaminsky. I don't see him doing that. I'm sorry, man, but... I remember you were doing videos on like how Kawhi looked really happy in China or some shit. Like he went on tour with Jordan Brand.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, he looks pretty happy, you know, with the shoe deal. And he might not be happy with the money side of things, so he might be trying to force his way out that way. I see the first part. I don't know about the second part.
Yeah, and the part about Charlotte ain't got nothing to trade for Kawhi.
Yeah, you want Michael Kidd-Gilchrist?
You are Nick Batum? You like a foreign place? He's best friends with Tony Parker? But, yeah. Low-key, Jordan needs to step down from that team.
No, he's not stepping down.
He drafted Frank Kaminsky. He drafted, who else did he draft? Oh, yeah, he's got Cody Zeller. Then he drafted Noah Vonleh. Then he drafted Shabazz Napier, which was actually traded to Miami, so that didn't really count. And then Frank Kaminsky.
Because LeBron liked him.
Frank Kaminsky, Malachi Richardson was actually traded to Sacramento, Malik Monk, and now Malik Monk.
Did he even draft Kemba?
I think. Was he the GM? Yeah,
I think so.
Kemba might be the only good draft he's had.
And that's like the what I'm going through Charlotte history. I might be like the only good Hornets ever been drafted. But no, Alonzo Mourning, of course.
That's so sad. Like, how many players did they pass up on?
Everyone.
Pass up on Justice Winslow.
No, they drafted Kobe. They drafted Kobe. Did he good there?
Had ass. Drafted Kobe. And they said, "Nah, bro, we want Vlade Divac."
Yo, this is terrible.
Vlade is that guy.
You make
that veteran leadership.
You make Okafor is like a top three draft pick in Charlotte Hornets history.
Raymond Felton. Fat Chris Paul, I'm dead.
Yeah, this is awful. Oh, they drafted Tobias Harris, but they traded him on draft night to Milwaukee.
Jesus Christ.
They should know better than to trade anyone they drafted on, because everyone they trade is actually pretty good.
That's terrible.
Y'all traded Tobias for Blake.
Hey, that's not like...
Let me chill.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Delete your franchise, Charlotte.
Jesus Christ.
But unless you guys want to add anything else, I guess. Do you guys want to add anything else?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, well, I guess that's going to do it for this episode of The Dish, then. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to our blasphemy one more time. As always, Don, you got one more chance to hand us over the bag, or else we switch it over to Palmolive. Apple-scented Palmolive. They got it in the dollar store I saw the other day. So, you know, if you guys are loyal dishwashers, go pick up some Palmolives. Actually, at the picture at Don... let them know where it's at. That picture can be Don again if they send us 3 bags. It's going to go up to 3.5 next time.
Hey, real quick, I'm not going to lie. I just didn't want to have another Merle situation. The whole pod, I thought we were saying Palomalu.
Palomalu?
Palomalu, bro. Like Troy Palomalu. My bad.
I'm done with you, B-Souls. I'm so done.
Merle. anyways, B-Souls, you want to see your outro?
Thank y'all for watching. Not watching. Jesus Christ. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of The Dish. This was a pretty, longer than usual podcast featuring all of our awards. Hopefully... we didn't anger, most of y'all.
Oh, sure. They were
pretty reasonable. Except for the Ben Simmons guys. My bad.
This guy here.
And then Dom.
Thank y'all for coming out, I hope y'all enjoyed our completely unbiased Dish Awards,
Yo, Paul Mahler got a soft touch.
This guy. This is the second outro this nigga's interrupted. I'm done.
Yeah, they got a lot of different options.
I'm done. I'm Apple Senate fucking Palomalu, or whatever the fuck he said.
Anyways, Don, while I finish your outro.
No, I don't. I don't want to finish my outro. No.
You don't want to tell them where they can probably find you at?
Add me on Snap.
Just add them, bro.
Your mom's house.
CEO Chief Ski.
Nah, add me on Snap at Down Church. He's giving wordy shout outs. He don't even know. CEO Chief.
This man wordy about to get hella new people.
CEO Chief Skeet.
Yeah, CEO Chief Skeet. What is that, on Twitter or Instagram? What is that?
Yeah, that's everything.
On Instagram, that's, bro.
Yeah, guys, if y'all want to meet the most woke individual in the world, CEO Chief Keef. That is CEO Chief, as in Chief Keef, and Skeet, as in Ski Skeet.
Said as in Skeet Skeet. All right, I'm gonna keep a PG.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that's gonna do it for this episode, guys. We are out. Bye.
Ski ski.
Hey hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.